1340 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Headlined by political heavyweights, conservative media figures, and religious leaders, the memorial for activist Charlie Kirk drew tens of thousands.
I'm Stephen Kaufman at the Charlie Kirk Memorial in Glendale, Arizona. Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, stressed that above all, her husband wanted to do God's will.
He wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
Erica Kirk was followed on stage by President Trump, who praised the late conservative political activist as a master builder of people.
He led boldly, and he argued brilliantly, without apology.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Glendale, Arizona.
President Trump's directive to Attorney General Pam Bondi is drawing criticism from both sides of the aisle. CBS News White House correspondent Willie James Inman has more.
Over the weekend, we saw President Trump put pressure on Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice to go after what he sees as his political enemies, saying that the Department of Justice should look into them and adding that justice must be served.
Vice Chairman of IBM Gary Cohn appeared on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan Sunday, where he discussed President Trump's executive order, one that imposes a $100,000 one-time fee for visas granted to foreign workers and H-1B visas.
If you're now telling a company, look, you need to spend $100,000 to get one of these visas, you're not just going to ask for a visa and put a name in the lottery unless that is a highly skilled person who you need, who you cannot hire in the United States.
Google is due back in federal court. A judge previously ruled that the company abused its monopoly position to seize control of online tools aimed at advertising technology. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The question will be how long Google can continue these practices that are seen as giving them dominance in the very lucrative ad tech market.
Strong winds and large hail were seen across North Texas, fatally injuring one person. Resident Sonia Ryder pulled out her phone to record as the hail pelted her home. Parts of the central U.S. are facing stormy weather at the start of the week. CBS News meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
Clusters of showers and thunderstorms continue producing the threat for severe weather and flash flooding across the Midwest back into the central and southern plains.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 540 WAUK.
The Packers stunned in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers lost to the Browns 13-10. Cleveland winning on a walk-off field goal. The heavily favored Packers fall to 2-1. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's extremely disappointing, obviously, to be in a position to win the game at the end of the game and to have the script totally flip on you with a block and then them getting into field goal range. It's tough. It's tough to deal with, but you better learn from each and every opportunity that you go out there and in the wins and in the losses, and you got to move on.
Baseball. The Brewers won another title thanks to the Reds beating the Cubs in Cincinnati. Despite a 5-1 loss to the Cardinals, their crew celebrating with champagne in the visitors' clubhouse, clinching the NL Central Division.
From the people we got in here, to the coaches we got, to the just everything. We all get along, we all love each other, and it shows.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Turang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The WAUK Text to Win contest, sponsored by Horizons Law Group, where they educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best. HorizonsLaw.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 64. Some showers overnight and into your Monday morning. Also a thunderstorm possible in the afternoon on Monday. Partly sunny in between with highs in the mid-70s. Tuesday, scattered storms and a high around 72. Right now, it's 62.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by Professor Howard Schwaber of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We discuss what went down on Friday at the CDC and what that portends for expertise in America. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class. And I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540
WAUK. You're
listening
to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome in, everybody, to hour number two of the big broadcast here on a Friday, TGIF. It is the 18th of September, a Friday, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite from the world headquarters, downtown Madison, intersection of State and Fairchild. Zommers, let's take a look at the old Sam Davison street cam. As my mother is fond of saying, into everyone's life, a little rain must fall.
It's so sure, looking overcast out there.
We have a little sprinkle here. The pavement is wet, is moist. Downtown Madison there. Some cars going by. The night market was last night. I heard it was a success. I wasn't able to attend this last night. One more left in October. We'll let you know when that is. And you can come down on Thursday and say hello to us. But people in town here, some Terps, some Terrapins indeed, from Maryland are in town because the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Maryland Terrapins tomorrow. In football, at Camp Randall, really important early season game. Badgers kick off the Big Ten, but boy, they got walloped by Alabama last weekend down in Alabama. And so this is going to be an important game for Bucky. Early one, too. At 11 o'clock kickoff, you can hear the pregame show starting at 9 o'clock en la mañana. That is in the morning. For all you non-Spanish speakers out there, you can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, WLAK in Amory, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WRPN in Ripon. Also, via the Civic Media app on any of those stations as well. You can stream those Badger. I listened to a Badger game last year out in Denver. So you can do it. Check it out. Wisconsin Badgers pregame at 9, kickoff just after 11 o'clock at the camp. As they say, Camp Randall. I'm predicting this is one of the four wins that I took this year was Maryland. So I'm saying Bucky will win tomorrow.
Here's hoping.
Yes, here's hoping. Many thanks to Bill McCoshin for being here today in studio, the president and founder of the Janesville Jets. Great organization. Many thanks to Trigby for calling in today as well. And just a great example, Zommers, of there's good in all of our communities if we take time to look at it, look for it, and then lift it up.
I also really appreciated the little touch you guys did have on politics. Mm. Before we talked about hockey, he said that, you know, we really should listen to each other. And if you just take the time to truly listen, you might find that your assumptions about what other people believe are wrong.
100%. No, I appreciate you bringing that back up as well, because It's just good for all of us, myself included, to follow that advice. And all of us could do a little more listening, a little more talking. Although I get paid to talk for a couple of hours.
Or a little less talking.
Oh, what did I say?
You said more of both. Oh, no.
What's wrong with me today?
Today and yesterday. Yeah.
And yesterday as well. Is this bad? I don't know. I'm not medicated. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I'm not medicated. I think I'm just, as my grandma Allball would have said, I'm a little done in. I just feel a little done in. It's been a heavy 10 days.
It sure has.
I am ready for the weekend. Let me tell you, I am absolutely ready for the weekend. Although I got my rain gear, so we'll see where. And by the way, Zahmer's doing yeoman's work looking up at the American Players Theater website.
A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Thank you. I was going to my phone to look. He said, I texted it to you. And I looked and he had. And then, you know, the 20 minutes since, I couldn't say it. A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's a great, I've seen the show. It's a great play. William Shakespeare. So cannot wait.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say William Shatner. I don't know why.
The way the last couple of days have gone, that would have been appropriate. Wouldn't that be great, seeing William Shatner do A Midsummer Night's Dream?
It would be very entertaining, but I think even more entertaining would be watching the Shakespeare fans in the audience just cringing and shriveling up because of his delivery.
Very, very dramatic.
Yeah, but they'd be like, you've messed up the meter.
All right, a little business to do for you. We're right in the middle of our Text to Win contest today, our free ticket Friday, our last one of the season. All baseball season long, every Friday, we've been giving you a chance on our show and all the rest of the network talk shows across the Civic Media Radio Network to win four tickets, club-level tickets, to the Milwaukee Brewers baseball game. Today is no exception, except that it is the last day of the contest for the season. And ironically, our word for our show is last, L-A-S-T. So download the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Either way, open it up. First 10 stations are the ones that we're on. Choose the one closest to you, or just hit AUK at the top or MDX. And then you'll see a little icon that says text at the lower right-hand corner. Click on that. Now you're all set. And text the word last, L-A-S-T, L-A-S-T. No catch. You don't have to purchase anything. Just text the word last. And at the 4 o'clock hour, the computer will randomly take one of the correct entries, and that individual will be on their way to Milwaukee next Friday, September 26th at 7:10 in the evening to see the Brewers take on the Cincinnati Reds. I agree with Bill McCoshin. I think the Brewers get to 100 wins. Might be that night. We'll see. But almost certainly, hopefully, we'll see, we'll have clinched the NL Central. But it could happen. It could happen on Friday night. We'll see how this road trip goes. But, text the word last, L-A-S-T, right now to the Civic Media app. Club level, they're great seats, their own concourse, their own bathrooms for that area, own concession stand. It's very chill and enjoyable. So text the word last, L-A-S-T. Don't forget, you can hear the crew as they get back underway tonight on the road down in St. Louis. Once again, playing the Cardinals. Broadcast starts at 6:40 tonight. First pitch just after 7 o'clock from Busch Stadium, or whatever they call it down there in St. Louis. It should be called the Stadium That Crushes Dreams. That's what it should be called. Brewers at St. Louis tonight. Magic number to win the Central is down to four games. And reminder, be with us on Monday. We have our old friend Sean Hanisch, co-producer of Just, a bit outside the story of the Brewers, along with his production partner on the film. You say the whole name.
Paul Jaconi Barry.
Thank you. Zahmer says it better than I do. Paul Jaconi Barrett will be here as well. And they have a brand new film. I basically have agreed to a non-disclosure form. I know what it is. Sean showed me the trailer last night. And it's very exciting. And they're announcing a new Wisconsin-based sports film coming up on Monday. And they're stopping by our show first to tell you all about it on Monday. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be another great Wisconsin sports film coming to a theater near you in October. So be here for that as well. All right, right now, at coming up at 15 past the hour of 3 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 10 News Talk Sports stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Timely, timely indeed. The aforementioned Mike Lucas likes to say. We've got Milwaukee Brewers playing down at St. Louis. A lot of people are going to be listening on the Brewer Radio Network. You can catch it like the game tonight in Richland Center, in Oshkosh, and in Hayward. And tune them in on the Brewers Radio Network. It has to be over the air in those cities tonight. And all weekend long, you got the Badger game on several of our stations tomorrow. And then on Sunday, you can listen to the Packers versus the Browns at noon on several of our stations. Now, what goes better with all those sporting events than a little grilling? Got to get the grill going. So today's category, what's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill? Gas grill or charcoal grill? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill?
It's a very interesting picture on the on the graphic this time.
It is.
Because the gas grill, the lighting is just all off, and it makes the meat on it look terrible. And the charcoal grill is in a store completely unused.
Right.
So I think it says maybe the person who put this together is trying to say that people who talk big about charcoal grill don't actually use their grills. I think I'm reading it too much.
I think you're way too much into it. I don't know. But yeah, for those watching the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, X. The gas grill looks like a steak or burger, and then some grilled vegetables, which that is one of my favorite ways to have vegetables, by the way, is to grill them.
Very good.
Yeah, really, really good. Yeah, then the charcoal grill is brand new on the floor of your favorite box store, I guess. I don't know. What's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Our very own, but shout out to the engineers, by the way, that keep us on the air. Never get enough credit for that. We appreciate them. One of our great Caspers. We have several Caspers on the. One of our great engineers, Casper, says, "Taste the meat and not the heat."
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to say I trust his opinion on this to bring this back to a PG rating. I trust his opinion on this because he smokes meat and it is very good. I've had some. He's very good at it.
I never heard that before. Taste the meat and not the heat.
So I take it he's saying that charcoal is worse because it adds a different flavor to it. That's my guess. Tell me if you're
wrong. You could use like a hickory wood, and like so you have right. on one side of the grilling device, you're kind of burning or smoking hickory, either wood chips or whatever, and then you want that apple wood right. hickory to be part of the taste of the meat. So yeah. We could get some clarification from Casper here.
Right. And he says it's a Hank Hill reference, which is what I thought.
Oh, really?
So that,
and we've
it
talked
is,
about King, yeah. King of the Hill in this program before.
You brought charcoal into our house.
I didn't know what it was. Luann asked me to hold it for her. I thought it was drugs.
There's soot under my boy's nails. You don't get that from a clean-burning fuel.
Well done, Summers. Had it at the ready. Cam in Appleton says, knocking over my gas grill in a storm doesn't leave a mess to clean up. Might have to go with gas, though I prefer using a fork and the kitchen power outlet to get that quick trip meat flavor.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. All right, what's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill? We'll take more of your calls at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill? And you could also text the word last Simply that, just L-A-S-T, last. The computer will randomly choose one of you people that put in last in the computer text line, and you're going to AmFam Field for a Brewers game next weekend. Come on back. More on our What's Worse. Zobbers and I will tell you ours after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Celebrate Wisconsin's farming heritage with a special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm in Spring Green. We'll learn about the Reisinger family's past and explore their future. We'll also discuss the mental health crisis facing the state's farming community with the Farmer Angel Network. And we'll talk about programs that support farmers across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Celebrate the legacy of the Reisinger family and families like them Thursday afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Network 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock in a TGIF edition, Friday, September 19th, 2025. Zommers, Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board, dialing up a little King of the Hill theme music.
Indeed.
Nicely done there, Zommers. The what's worse category today, gas grill or charcoal grill? Gas grill or charcoal grill? And as we learned, who was it? Was it Crack that was on talking about King of the Hill?
Yeah, Brian Van Hooker, I think.
Thank you. Yeah, it was Van Hooker. Brian Van Hooker was on talking about some King of the Hill stuff, and Hank was all in on propane.
He sells propane and propane accessories.
Yes, yeah, so he was all in and was, you know, just abhorred by the fact that someone would put charcoal out there on a gas grill. What's worse? Gas grill or charcoal grill? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. On the text line, Matt, one of our great UPS drivers in Richland Center, says, while Hank Hill of Strickland Propane says, taste the meat, not the heat, his own son, Bobby, says propane lacks the rich, smoky flavor of charcoal. Gas is worse.
It is a point of contention.
It is a point of contention. Let's go to the phone lines. Jim in Brookfield, listening on our great station, WAUK in Milwaukee. Jim, gas grill or charcoal grill? What's worse?
I would, after many, many years of charcoal grilling, we finally got a gas grill this summer on sale up at Ace Hardware in Hardware in beautiful Brookfield, I would have to say that the charcoal grill is much more convenient, and it's just easier to start up, get out there, get that grill up to the appropriate temperature with the dials. You can adjust it. Yes, it does not have that charcoal taste to it, but you think about it, Todd, it's probably more healthy for you than to have that carcinogenic of the charcoal. So I'm saying that the gas grill is better and the charcoal is worse. And this is from somebody who for decades used the charcoal grill. The legs finally fell off my big Weber kettle, so I went to gas.
Yeah, I think to your point, Jim, this is a great point, all of them. They do have that. I don't know, there's a word for it. It's like not like charcoal from a mine, but it's like wood that's been clean wood that's been made into charcoal. I don't know what the term is. So that's supposed to be healthier. But you make a great point, Jim. When you drive by a fire going on, you wouldn't want to put your food over those chemicals. And yet we put it over it during the grilling season. So, yeah. I get the flavor point, but for everything else you said, Jim, I appreciate that. Jim, have a great weekend down there in Brookfield, all right? Thank you very much for listening, and have a great weekend. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Fred, out in beautiful Cottage Grove, which is there a couple of weeks ago. Fred, gas grill or charcoal grill, what's worse?
Charcoal grill is worse.
Well, any particular reason?
Did you ever tailgate?
Yes.
Charcoal?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. And then sit around forever letting it cool down and everything. But right. you can dump it in that thing. But a gas grill, you start it up right away, you got your heat, you're cooking.
Right.
And you turn it off. By the time you finish your beer, it's cool. You can put it back in the vehicle. Right. And away you go.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Fred. Have a great weekend.
Very practical.
Yes. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to beautiful Spring Green, where I'm going tonight to American Players Theater. Mike listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Mike, first of all, weather forecast. How's the weather out in Spring Green right now?
Right now it is warmish and kind of humid. I'm driving out in the country. It's gorgeous out. I think it's
all right.
Beautiful.
I hope the weather holds. We're going to APT tonight. Gas grill or charcoal grill, Mike? What's worse?
Well, I think gas are more convenient, and so. But I don't know if that makes them better because I've been, you know, like on a Sunday afternoon driving around town when everybody's got their charcoal grills going, and without.
Uh-oh. Mike, you caught for, go ahead, Mike.
It makes your mouth water just smelling the charcoal smell of all these grills getting started up, you know? And it's a little more work.
Yeah.
And I can't put it on my deck because there's, you know, danger, I guess, of sparks flying and stuff. But out on my driveway, I can't burn anything or hurt myself. So I think charcoal's better.
All right. I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks. Have a great weekend, Spring Green. Take care of yourself. Off the text line quickly, Gordy Kopke, one of our great sponsors of Civic Media, Kopke's Greenhouse down there in the town of Dunn, outside of Oregon. Get down there. Get your fall mums like I did. They're great, great products. Gordy says, at my advanced age, come on, he's not that old, I no longer can wait for the coals to get hot. It's gas for me. All right, we know where Gordy stands. Thanks, Gordy. Appreciate your sponsorship there at Kopke's Greenhouse. Our old friend John, former mayor of Sun Prairie, by the way, listening on WMDX, says gas is so fast, so I use both. Oh, all right. Well, very good. He also says he uses one of those chimneys. Now, my buddy Kurt uses it. Now, Kurt, I've got video. He uses a chimney and a freaking flamethrower.
Really?
Wow. He has a flamethrower hooked up to a thing of propane, and that's the way he lights his charcoal. I'm not kidding. I'll show
you.
I bet
it's fun.
It's very entertaining. But he doesn't mess around, Kurt Kohler. Quickly, 855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, gas grill or charcoal? What's worse?
Well, first thing I've got to say is I hope your friend doesn't, who uses the flamethrower, doesn't let his insurance company know that.
That's a great point.
He'd get in a lot of trouble with the scouts.
But I'll take a charcoal grill any day. I missed being able to call in yesterday about chicken or steak.
Oh, yeah.
And steak's the way to go for me, and charcoal grill Nothing like it.
All right, great, Ollie. Thanks. Enjoy maybe some grilling this weekend. Have a great time up in the Northwoods. Always appreciate you, Ollie. Thank you so very much. We'll read a couple more. Zomers, I will tell you what our What's Worse is after we have a little farm news update from Midwest Farm Report and Pam Yonke. And talking about the life and career of Brett James. You know some of his songs, but might not know him. He passed away in a plane crash overnight. And some other news of the day. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
540 WAUK, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
CBS News brief, Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica, praised her late husband in front of tens of thousands of supporters at a memorial in Arizona on Sunday.
Charlie's life was a turning point for this country. It was a miracle. Let that miracle, that was Charlie's life, be your turning point as well.
President Trump was also there. Earlier, Trump posted that the DOJ should take action against his political foes. More from CBS's Willie James Inman.
This really follows news that broke over the weekend after a person who was leading the U.S. Attorney's Office in Eastern Virginia stepping down.
Google will be back in court after being found guilty of monopolizing its advertising technology. Law professor Lori Levinson.
The Department of Justice wants more extreme measures, such as requiring Google to dismantle its ad tech business approach and forcing divestitures.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
The Packers stunned in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers lost to the Browns 13-10. Cleveland winning on a walk-off field goal. The heavily favored Packers fall to 2-1. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's extremely disappointing, obviously, to be in a position to win the game at the end of the game and to have the script totally flip on you with a block and then them getting into field goal range. It's tough. It's tough to deal with, but you better learn from each and every opportunity that you go out there and in the wins and in the losses, and you got to move on.
Baseball. The Brewers win another title thanks to the Reds beating the Cubs in Cincinnati. Despite a 5-1 loss to the Cardinals, their crew celebrating with champagne in the visitors' clubhouse, clinching the NL Central Division.
From the people we got in here, to the coaches we got, to just everything. We all get along. We all love each other. It shows.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Legendary director Martin Scorsese is 82 years old, but showing no signs of slowing down. Variety reports that the Oscar winner will direct an adaptation of What Happens at Night, a ghost story novel written by Peter Cameron that came out in 2023. The story follows an American couple who goes to a snowy, cold European city to adopt a child. The film has a couple of A-listers attached already in Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. Apple Films will oversee production. Actress Anne Hathaway had some choice words for the press, more specifically, the paparazzi. While filming The Devil Wears Prada 2 in New York City recently, the press got a little too aggressive for her liking. The Les Mis star told the Vultures to relax and back off because there were children on the set. Hathaway and Meryl Streep are both back for the sequel. The much-anticipated follow-up to The Devil Wears Prada hits theaters May 1st of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 540 WAUK Text to Win contest is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 64. Some showers overnight and into your Monday morning. Also a thunderstorm possible in the afternoon on Monday. Partly sunny in between with highs in the mid-70s. Tuesday, scattered storms and a high around 72.
It's 64 at our studios.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we get to know one candidate for Secretary of State, another for the state Senate District number 17, all coming up. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Out last night. Hitting on everybody and the mother. There were two karaoke girls drunk on a dare. Singing, I got you, babe, my Sonny and Cher. Your life was good everywhere. We went out last night.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Friday, September 19th, 2025. Zomers on the board. A little Kenny Chesney for you. Love that song. We went out last night. Some people probably going to go out tonight before the Badger game. Or maybe before the Brew Crew down there in St. Louis. Or maybe before the Packers. We're going to tell you the story behind the song here in just a little while. Remembering Brett James, who helped co-write that song with Kenny Chesney, who passed away tragically yesterday at the age of 57 in a plane crash. We're going to talk about that. But first, want to clean up and finish up what's worse for you. Lots of, if you go out tonight or tomorrow, might do some grilling as well. Category today, what's worse, grill, gas grill or charcoal grill? Gas grill or charcoal grill, 855-752-4842. One phone call left to get to. Ted in Appleton, listening up there on WISS in Oshkosh. Ted, gas grill or charcoal grill, what's worse?
Neither one.
Really? Neither one is worse.
They each have their good points, you know, like a lot of callers said, gas is fast and easy.
Right.
Easy to get rid of. But charcoal tastes better.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're,
you know, just the smoke. And,
right.
Yeah. You know, so they both, you know, it's, you know, I'm on my way to get some tongue, cow tongue. So I'm going to do that this weekend.
I'm glad you clarified that. It's a little early in the afternoon to be going for a little tongue, Ted, up there at Appleton. But as long as cow tongue.
Oh, never.
All right, going to put that. Do you saute the tongue before you grill it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Overnight?
Yeah. You know, at least a couple hours.
All right.
Yeah. But.
All right.
Longer the better.
Thanks, Ted. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend up there in Appleton. Ted's going out tonight. I'll tell you that much right now. What's worse, charcoal grill or gas grill? Let's finish up a couple of these texters here. Let's see. Matt Middleton says, I'll say charcoal is worse, but only because of the cleanup and smell, but love the effect on the food taste-wise. Gas is better. I think I'm cutting down on the red meat, and it does a good job. All right, thanks, Matt. Appreciate that. Also, Brett in Brown Deer on AUK in Milwaukee says, gas grills are worse. Charcoal tastes better to me. And I thought you were going to say William Shatner, too. He's a listener to the show. All right. I think we got most of the people there. Zomers, gas grill or charcoal grill, what's worse?
I think I'm going to have to say charcoal is worse just because gas is so easy. And right. I don't know. I think I will experiment with different seasonings on burgers and things like that to make them taste different. Yeah. Charcoal is great every once in a while. You know, we have a charcoal grill up north at the family cabin.
Yeah.
But for ease of use around the house, I like being able to just be like, you know what? We got some corn. We got some beef. Let's grill out and then just start doing it.
Yeah, for your, those reasons and ones other call, I'm not 100% anti charcoal. It has a place.
Me either. Yeah,
But I think if I had to choose, which I clearly do, I would say charcoal's worse for the reasons the cleanup and the it's a process, right? It's not, like you say, it's a lot easier to just turn on the old propane. And I'll be on the side of Hank Hill today. How about that? All right, more fun and games on Monday with What's Worse. Also, don't forget, we're smack dab in the last half hour of our final text to win Brewer contest giveaway trivia extravaganza. No, it's called Free Ticket Friday. Our Brewer Ticket Free Ticket Friday. Your chance to win 4 tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game on Friday, September 26th against the Reds at 7:10 in the evening. Go to the Civic Media app. Open it up. The first 10 stations we're on. Open one of them. It'll say text in the lower right-hand corner and text the word LAST, L-A-S-T. LAST is the word this hour, L-A-S-T, LAST. Text it right now at the 4 o'clock hour. The computer will randomly draw from the correct entries, and somebody will be on their way to the Brew Crew contest. All right, quickly, one more entry. What's worse, Whistler out in Richland Center on RCE. Whistler, you got to make it fast, my friend. What's worse, charcoal or gas?
Well, I'll tell you what, Todd. I got a brand new gas stove inside. It's got a grill on it.
Ooh.
But I prefer the charcoal.
All right. That's fair enough. I'll give you that. Well, enjoy. What are you grilling this weekend, Whistler? I might be up.
Well, no, you're going to Spring Green to watch
the
play.
I know. I'm going.
That's a great play.
It is.
You'll enjoy that.
All right. Thanks.
You ever been there before?
Oh, yeah. I love APT. Yeah. Absolutely. American cool. Players Theater. It is a great, great.
I helped start them out in Spring Green.
Did you really?
At the Robert E. Gard Theater.
Yeah. Wow. I did not know that. See? We learn more and more about our great callers. Well, thank you. It's a great legacy for Southwest Wisconsin and Spring Green, for sure.
Yeah. What I really like is, okay, you said they're doing, they have a deaf actor for this performance.
Correct.
And one of my best friends, he works, well, he just retired from ASCS, federal government. He's deaf.
Oh, really? Okay.
And he spends a lot of time here to do hunting and fishing and things like that. But, yeah. Enjoy it.
Thank you. I will, Whistler. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Yeah, as Whistler said, we talked about earlier, there is a deaf actor at the APT company, American Players Theater, this summer. We've seen him before. And so my sister, who teaches American Sign Language in Eau Claire High Schools, is going to be here. And so they have the deaf actor doing American Sign Language and the body language and the emotion. And then he also has a companion speaking actor who gives the lines in, you know, speaking vocally, but the lines are also there for Americans. So you have people there that only speak American Sign Language because they're deaf. And so it's great for them, but it adds another layer. You know, I went in with a stigma, of course, thinking, is this going to be distracting or weird? Or no, actually it's really cool because I don't want to go too far down this road, but I think of all the languages out there, American Sign Language may be the most emotional because you have to use your body and your hands and your face to speak.
It is an extremely expression-based language because a lot of the phrases are not necessarily literal translations of a normal English sentence.
Correct. And so you get that emotion with the American Sign Language part, but then for those of us that... Although I've tried to learn, my sister's tried to teach me, I just can't, I don't practice it enough, so I don't retain it. There's also the speaking actor as well. And so you hear that as well. So anyway, if you've never been to it, a few more, they're closing down here for the season, probably in October. So check it out. American Players Theater, one of the crown jewels of Wisconsin in Southwest Wisconsin. 43 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Again, the text to win word for those free Brewer tickets. Text the word LAST, L-A-S-T, right now to the Civic Media app. We're going to draw, the computer will draw a correct text at the top of the hour, and somebody's going to a Brewers game next Friday night. Talked about it a little bit before, but Brett James, and this comes to us from News Channel 5, in Nashville. I went because this Brett James lives down there and they actually have the most accurate reporting. Brett James, I don't want to go into it, but he and his wife, as many people do, happened to get divorced 4 or 5 years ago, and he remarried like 3 years ago. And so a lot of the national news channels, like, must have just been going to Wikipedia. And so they were reporting that he was married to his now ex-wife, as it turns out. So this is the most accurate story I've found thus far. Headline, Brett James, Nashville Hall of Famer, killed in a plane crash with his wife and stepdaughter. Authorities say Brett James's wife, Melody Carroll, and her daughter, Merrill Maxwell Wilson, were the other passengers in the plane. No one on board survived. The music community is mourning the loss of Brett James, a celebrated songwriter and Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee, who died in a small engine airplane crash. He was only 57 years old. The Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame announced James's death, confirming he was killed in the aircraft accident. Details about the crash remain limited as authorities continue their investigation. James was renowned, as our friend Phil Neese said at the top of the show, for penning some of country music's biggest hits, including Carrie Underwood's Jesus Take the Wheel and Kenny Chesney's When the Sun Goes Down. His songwriting prowess earned him recognition as one of Nashville's most talented songwriters. Regular listeners of this show know I'm a huge Kenny Chesney fan, and when I'm not listening to Civic Media, I'm also listening to Sirius XM Radio, and Kenny Chesney has a channel on Sirius XM called No Shoes Radio. And I listen, and it's one of the reasons I love No Shoes Radio on Sirius XM, because it's not just the music. Obviously, they play a lot of Kenny Chesney, but they play rock. They play lots of other genres, not just country music all the time. And they have this thing where they'll go and they have segments where it's just Kenny talking with his friends and other people, and they give you like these stories. And one of the people that's on there a lot is Brett James, talking to Kenny and other people in Kenny's orbit. And I couldn't find the one that plays on No Shoes Radio, but I found this. It's on YouTube, and it was a songwriters event a few years back, not too long ago, I don't think, where they had songwriters on a stage. I think it was in Nashville, 4 or 5 people, and they told you the story behind the song. So, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do we have time? I don't know.
Not really.
All right.
I mean, we have like a minute and a half of it.
I went too long. No, let's because I want people to hear this in its entirety. And so we're gonna do a little business, but when we come back, I want you to hear this in its entirety, because I think it cuts beyond genres of music. Yes, it's one of the reasons I like country music, but it's one of the things that I just like about music. And anybody who's a regular listener of the show knows I love things that are well-written. Well-written. It doesn't matter whether it's a movie script or a TV show script or a book or a column or a song. Writing to me is such a gift. I enjoy doing it and trying to practice it. Once in a while, I come up with something. I'm like, that's not too bad. But oftentimes I get frustrated that I don't write well enough creatively. And I guess when you hear the stories that go into songs, it just makes it so much more impactful, at least to me. So we're going to come back and let Brett James say in his own words how he came to write this song we went out last night. And it's just, I really hope you really enjoy it. James's death, according to this story at newschannel5.com in Nashville, represents a significant loss for the songwriting community, where he was respected for his ability to craft memorable melodies and meaningful lyrics that touched millions of listeners. The Nashville Songwriters Association International has issued a statement that said, "We mourn the tragic loss of a music road giant. Brett James has been a consistent powerhouse songwriter, publisher, and producer for over 30 years. Brett James was 57. Come on back. Hear him in his own words. Remember the legacy, his talent that will live on forever. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 540 WAUK. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota. Download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. Complete rules at civicmedia.us. Sponsored in part by attorney Michelle Fitzgerald at Horizons Law Group. Getting divorced or need divorce coaching? See horizonslaw.com.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tom Arbuckle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC and CBS News. Check out weather. Great sports reporter Mike Clemens with a sports report. Another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show followed by Pete Schwabba. Want to end the show again. And by the way, Peter Rapine, who was scheduled for the show, has been bumped for Matt Damon. We apologize for that.
And Matt Damon, in turn, has been bumped for remembering Brett James.
No, that's not the case. It was an old Jimmy Kimmel joke. Scheduling conflicts. So Ray Pine will be here on another day. But this is important. I want to talk about this anyway. And we'll have some cuts from Letterman next week as well, talking about Jimmy Kimmel. Brett James passed away tragically in a small plane crash. He was the pilot. His wife and stepdaughter were also on that plane and perished alongside of him. And wrote so many great songs with Kenny Chesney. And he's been on Chesney's SiriusXM channel, No Shoes Radio, talking before about this, the story behind the song. And so this is him in a songwriter's convention, basically talking about how he came to write the song of We Went Out Last Night. Here is Brett James in his own words.
Well, we like to say every song has a story in Nashville, and this particular song started in my kitchen a bunch of years ago. It was Christmas Eve, and I was standing in my kitchen about 4:30 in the afternoon, and my cell phone rang. And the only reason I picked up is because it said blocked. And in our business, if it says block, you have to pick it up because it's probably somebody, you know, famous.
Or the IRS.
Or the IRS. Which is, one just says double block. So 4:30 in the afternoon, Christmas Eve, I pick up my cell phone and a buddy of mine on the other line, he talks a little like this. He says, hey man, what are you doing day after tomorrow? Now once again, it was 4:30 in the afternoon on Christmas Eve, and I had four children under the age of 12 at the time. So of course, I said, well, nothing, man. What you got in mind, you know? What he had in mind was more fun than what I had planned. He said, why don't we go down to the islands and write some songs? Good news about those four children is they know what pays for Santa at our house. So 48 hours later, I found myself stepping off a jet in the islands. And though, for those of you who are not from Nashville, you should know this about Nashville. We have gray winters. And December, it starts getting dark at like 4:20. And you never see the sun. And so it was nice to step off a jet in the islands. And I don't know about you guys, but anybody in the middle of winter, when you step off a jet in the islands and you smell that salt air and feel that warm breeze, anybody want to go just a little bit crazy? Anyone? Well, this particular buddy and I are sort of known for that, and this night was no different. So I'll fast forward to the next morning, which I guess was December 26th, and I woke up way before he did, and I went outside and got some coffee and sat on his back deck, and I was looking at one of the prettiest views I'd ever seen in my life, and I must have waited 2 or 3 hours, and finally the sliding glass door to his bedroom opened, and Kenny Chesney creaked, you know, kind of pokes his head out, and he says, Brett, we went out last night. And I said, yeah, we did. And being the semi-professional songwriter that I am, I said, maybe that's the song we ought to write today. And I started strumming this little groove, and I went, ba 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 da da da. And Kenny went, ba 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 da da da. And we started talking and laughing about the night before. A couple hours later, we had this song. Y'all sing it with me if you know it. We went out last night, like we swore that we wouldn't do. We drank too much beer last night, a lot more than we wanted to. There were girls from Argentina and Arkansas, Maine, Alabama, and Panama, all mixed together and having a ball. Oh, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Out last night, hitting on everybody and their mother. There were two karaoke girls drunk on a dare, singing I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher. Man, life was good everywhere. We went out last night. Ba, 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 da, da, da.
Brett James, in his own words, you can play a little bit in the background, Zomer. That's how songs are written, guys. Just living life. Like Kenny Chesney coming out. We went out last night. This song, Out Last Night, was a number one hit for Kenny Chesney. And Brett James, one of the most talented songwriters in Nashville, dead at the age of 57 after his plane crashed. He was piloting along with his wife and stepdaughter. Our thoughts and prayers go to them. Live life, guys. Live life this weekend. Grab it and squeeze every drop you can out of it, because we don't know how long it's going to last. Be present with your friends and your family. Be thankful and have gratitude for all the things we have. I know I am. Great show today. Bill McCoshin, thank you very much for being here. Phil Nee, thanks for being here. And Trigvi Olsen. Zomer is always doing a great job on the board as well. We'll be back. Big show on Monday. Big news of a new movie from the makers of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. On that announcement and what's worse. We're going to leave you with another Brett James, Kenny Chesney song. It meant a lot to me in my personal life when I really needed this the most. The song, another number one, called Knowing You by Brett James and Kenny Chesney. Keep on fighting for whatever you believe in.
You probably got your toes in the sand at a bar on a beach and the sun somewhere. Knowing you, you got something cold in your hand. chatting up a stranger without a care. Knowing you, you're still wild and free. And knowing you, you're probably way over me. But God, we were so alive. I was a kid on a carnival ride, holding my breath till the moment when you were gonna leave me too soon. But I...
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Over 63,000 people gathered at State Farm Stadium to honor the life and mourn the death of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Kirk was killed at a speaking engagement in Utah on September 10th. His widow, Erica, was visibly emotional as she delivered her eulogy. Towards the end of her speech, she acknowledged the man accused of the killing.
That man. That young man. I forgive him.
President Trump was one of several political leaders who spoke at the service. The president blamed, quote, the radical left for Kirk's assassination and talked about one way that he and Kirk differed in their messaging.
He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie.